Hey, this is Josie Young with Affirmation Pod, your home for personal development, where I create actionable content that you can try before you hit the sack tonight. Today's episode might not be as actionable just because I'm just going to be sharing. So maybe I'm going to file this under audio blog, like the advocating for yourself episode. But we've all had a money journey, right? I remember my friend's little girl would call money peoples. And I was like, why does she call money peoples? And my friend was like, well, because all our money, whether it's coins or dollar bills, it has people on it, images of people. So she just calls it peoples. And we don't have a relationship with money like a person or peoples, but we all have a relationship with money throughout our lives. And so here's just like nuggets from my money journey. And I'm going to talk a lot about me and my husband because that's where dating him, marrying him, it really shone the spotlight on my spending comfort zone and my money comfort zone. I'll start with one of our early dates. I live in British Columbia, Canada, and it's about a 3-hour drive from where we are to Seattle, Washington in the US. My husband is a huge Seattle Seahawks, which is an NFL football team, fan, but this was in the summer, so he got us tickets. I love watching live sports, by the way, so this is why he was trying to impress me. He got us tickets to the Seattle Mariners game. We had some time before the game, so we went to the outlet mall, which is just off the highway on the way to Seattle. And I guess he was watching me because he could see which stores I would gravitate to, which ones I didn't gravitate to. Now, I'll say I'm not a shopper. I don't like shopping, especially when it comes to clothes and shoes and all of that, which I think kind of surprised him. But I do have my thing, right? Everybody does. I love kitchen stuff. I love quality, high-end kitchen items, supplies, tools. Yum. That's so fun for me. That Christmas, he bought me a 10-piece all-clad cookware set. And I don't have a full Le Creuset cookware set, but I have a few items. One of my favorite stores to look around in is Williams-Sonoma. And they didn't have a Williams-Sonoma in this outlet mall, but they did have a few kitchen stores. And there was one with just like a bunch of little kitchen gadgets. And there was this item. I was like, wow, this is great. It was a microplane grater. Now, where I live in Canada, I've seen them for $19.99, maybe on sale for $17.99. At Whole Foods, it would be something like $22.99 or something ridiculous, right? And I said, oh, I wanted to really wait for a good sale to buy one of these. And at the store, it was $12.99. And back then, the Canadian dollar and the US dollar were almost the same. So it was basically $12.99. And he was like, you've waited like a year to buy something for $12.99 instead of $19.99? I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. And that's where he realized how different I am from him. I think I used to just get a high from saving money. I remember buying things like a new gym bag on sale, great deal, but I would still look after I buy it at different stores to see, is it the best deal? Did I get a good deal? And I don't know where this exactly comes from. Like, I didn't grow up with a lot of money. I didn't grow up hungry, but, and I've started to look at my parents' spending habits, and they actually, they're more comfortable spending than I am. They're like, you know, if it's good quality and a good price, like they're into value. If it's on sale, great. If it's not, if it's good value and good quality, we may as well purchase it. That's their thing. So I think they're very reasonable. My mom doesn't have anything LV or what's another big brand? I can't think of one. You know what I'm talking about. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question. Have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time, maybe what you need, or recharging alone, maybe what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule
And you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today.
But I remember in college and university, there was one year where I decided I wasn't going to buy any new clothes except socks and underwear because I wanted to give what extra money I did have to charities working in third world countries, which I know sounds good and noble and all that. And I get that. But there was a couple of other layers to it for me. One is it's another great reason to not have to spend money and not have to shop. But another part of it I know looking back now is I didn't like how my body looked back then. I wasn't comfortable in my skin and I wasn't really treating myself good, giving myself gifts or giving myself nice things like a new pair of jeans or a new pair of shoes or whatever it might be. And my next episode is going to be on the emotional meaning of money. So I'm not going to go in that direction here. What I'm going to say is here's a couple things my husband has suggested, which has been really good for me. One is if I like something, it's under $100, whether it's on sale or not, buy it. It could always be returned later, but just buy it. And part of this stems from one time we were in Whistler, there was this nice Oakley bag that I thought would be great for swimming. Back then I was still going to Aquafit classes and going for swims. It was like $45. It wasn't on sale, but I thought, it's probably cheaper online somewhere. And Whistler, BC, which is where a lot of the 2010 Olympic events were held, it's kind of a touristy place. So, the prices might be a bit higher here anyways. Well, my husband watched me check online, check here, check there, check on eBay. I couldn't find this bag. And he was just like, oh, by the way, Whistler's about a 2-hour drive from where we are, north. So Seattle's south, 3 hours, Whistler's north, 2 hours. He was just like, why did you not buy it? So we have this $100 rule where if it's under $100 and I like it, buy it. Just buy it. Don't think about a cheaper price. Don't think about getting a deal. Don't think about anything. Just get it. Now, I want to contrast this with my husband. So he is a spender. I mentioned earlier, he is a huge Seattle Seahawks fan. He has been for way before they started winning Super Bowls. He loved the Seahawks. And he has said things to me like, I've spent a lot of money. I've spent a lot of money on different games, hockey games, football games, soccer games, just all kinds of games. I've spent a lot of money on vacations. I've spent a lot of money watching sports with friends at the bars. He's like, I've spent a lot of money that I wish I could get, even if I got half of it back, it would be great because I didn't need all those things that I did. And I appreciate that. But for me, on the other side of things, I have a friend who, when I was in university, she was also studying at Parsons in New York in fashion. And she did one of her semesters in Milan, Italy. And she would talk about, different friends, her brother visiting her, things like that. And now that I look back, I know I didn't have much money. I was in university. But why didn't I just get the money together and go visit her in Milan, Italy? Visit Italy. I still haven't been to Italy. I would love to visit Italy. And we'd always be able to say, yeah, remember when we were in university and you came to visit me in Italy and stuff? It's like, why? Why didn't I? And part of it is I didn't want to spend. I didn't feel I had the money to do it. And I think I have this high sense of responsibility sometimes, or a lot of the time. And so it was not responsible. But sometimes you just gotta let loose, right? And that's not easy for me.
I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day. But not just that, what kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the Aqua True purifiers, My carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use Aqua True for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog, that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and Aqua True comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift, too, for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the Aqua True purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com. That's AQUATRU.com and enter code affirmation at checkout. That's 20% off any Aqua True water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatrue.com and use promo code affirmation, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to Aqua True for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their classic Defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it, but if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code affirmation to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit. You need to use the code affirmation to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AirDoctorPro.com and use promo code affirmation. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today.
So for my husband, here's what he does. His credit card limit is $1,000. And I remember when he told me that, I think I said something like, what are you, 18? Because for me, I remember my first credit cards were like, yeah, they only give you a $500 or $1,000 limit. But for him, he says, I don't want to be spending more than that. I just don't feel like I need to spend more than that. And it's a really good barrier for me. Whenever they try to increase it, I ask them, nope, keep it at $1,000. My husband also has a separate bank account for his savings. So when he gets paid, money is automatically transferred to this savings account, which is not even with the bank that he gets his direct deposit in. It goes to a separate bank. And he says, I purposely do not sign up for online banking of the bank that I have the savings account. Like, it's really like it's not even there. And he says, sometimes I actually forget that it's there. And that's his way of like out of sight, out of mind, because he isn't one to really think too much before spending. We've both grown and changed now that we're together and have a family, but those are the parameters he's set up for himself. My hope for this episode is that what I'm saying might inspire you or trigger an idea where you're like, hey, maybe I'll try that. Or, oh, as I'm listening to Josie, I'm coming up with my own ideas of what I can do with my own money management system. Either way, if there's anything in your financial situation that you're not happy with, that you're not comfortable with, I encourage you to take a look at it. Pull out your problem-solving muscles and think of some solutions, some strategies, some new perspectives that may help you be happier and more comfortable with your finances. Because as we know, and the next month's theme is stress management, Money can be a huge, huge source of stress within a person, within a relationship. Whether we're good with money or not, whether numbers come easy to us or not, we're all money managers. And so financial literacy, money management, and just your overall health and personal development includes a look at moolah. Again, if you want to get the money management worksheet, it's affirmationpod.com/moneymanagement. If it's time to address your spending style and you want to make a shift or a pivot, and you're not sure how to look at your thoughts, your beliefs, your emotions around spending, my mini course, The Change Framework, can help you in this department. It comes with a simple one-page worksheet, and at the end, you'll have a strategy with how to sync with your brain to reach that goal, whatever that goal might be regarding your spending style. You can find the course at affirmationpod.com/change and use promo code MONEY to get $30 off. So that's affirmationpod.com/change with promo code MONEY to give you $30 off. That's it for today. I invite you to join me next week for the episode on the emotional meaning of money. This is Josie Young with Affirmation Pod, your home for personal development. There are a lot of podcasts out there. Thank you for clicking play, tuning into this one. Bye for now.
And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.